from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Man, the more I think about it, and Paul and I were just working, well, I was working on my putting. We went back and visited the PM guys. That's always fun, isn't it, Paul, to visit with them before their show back in the bullpen?
It absolutely is, just to talk to them a little bit.
What a bunch of wonderful men.
Yes.
I'm not sure the biggest thing he just said was Key Brian Hayes. I got a text from somebody I know who said, how do we know that Hayes just isn't damaged goods at this point? You know, you hate to phrase it that way, but this doesn't appear to be going away, Paul. It doesn't. He missed a whole month last year. He missed the month, I think the month of July. He had a great June, a great August, a great September. He missed a month, like in the middle of the season. And then let's listen to this and analyze it. And I believe Shelty said he's not in the lineup tonight. It's just, it feels like a lingering problem.
Well,
from, was it last year or 2 years ago when he said he couldn't even get on the team plane at the end of the year, yet he was still playing? That was 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I mean, this is just, it's just not good. Let's listen to this question and answer and talk about
this. So this is just his answer. You did follow, your follow-up is in here.
Okay. Yeah, it was about Hayes and the injury.
Yeah.
We need Key to get hot. I think that is important. And we saw him get hot last year, and we know that it's in there. I think the biggest thing is just making sure driving the baseball. We saw it in the Chicago series right before the break. He drove some balls in the gap. Just has to get back to him consistently doing that and being on time. I think that's, you know, the focus that we need to make sure that we're talking about and working about on every day.
Is he beyond the injury?
Yeah, I mean, he has a back injury, so it's something that is going to continue to linger. It's just like having a hand injury for a hitter. It's things that they're going to linger. I mean, he's healthy, but like there's daily management of it. That there's no doubt about that. I think that's something that we're aware of and we have to be aware of in terms of the days he gets and how he feels. It's not something that is hindering him, but it is something that's there and it's probably going to be there the rest of the year.
And did he say he's not playing tonight? I thought he said that.
He said he's not playing today.
Yeah.
My initial question was about how they're going to manage him with the injury.
And right.
That's when he said, well, yeah, you know, like he's not going to be in the lineup today. And then, you know, we followed up with all that other stuff.
Key Brian Hayes.
Don't you agree with me, though?
What? On which part?
I said this about a month and a half ago. One of the reasons I believe that Key Brian Hayes signed a deal that at the time looked like an incredibly low-ball, team-friendly deal.
Yeah.
It's because he probably kind of, you know, at that point he had a wrist injury or something, but I think he probably knew also that his back, you know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, you have back issues, they never go away. They are really, really difficult to deal with. And if you're a baseball player or a golfer, or one of these sports where you have to use your leverage and, you know, twist and all that other stuff, I'm just telling you, it's something that's going to be with him the rest of his career that is probably going to limit what he can do and how he can do it, and he's probably going to have months where he has to sit out.
Man, I hope that's not the case. Is there some sort of surgical procedure? Like when he's been asked about it, his answers have been very concerning. It feels like they haven't really identified the problem. That's the thing. But last year, Paul, it wasn't like he had a good 3 weeks. His last 3 months, he killed the ball. He just absolutely killed it. And he wound up with 15 home runs and less than 500 at-bats. He's got three this year. Ke'Bryan Hayes had 31 doubles last year. 31. He's got nine. He even had, did he have seven triples? So in the end last year, he had like 53 extra base hits for a .453 slug percentage.
Right.
This year, he has 12 extra base hits, and he's slugging .596. His offense is the biggest disappointment on the team.
And he did say, Shelton, that it will be Jared Triolo at third base today. Hayes will go tomorrow. They're just trying to manage everything. And
I don't know.
It's not good.
How do you survive with no offense from third base? The Triolo thing, he's worse than Hayes.
Especially when you're getting nothing from center field. There's two offensive positions that you're getting nothing from. And when Yasmani Grandal's in there, you can count in a third.
It's really, really concerning.
And he'll be in there tomorrow, won't he?
Today or tomorrow, because Bart's not going to play a day after night.
It's a huge story, and I just wonder what the actual diagnosis and the actual treatment is. Because Shelton basically just said there, it's lingering. It's a lingering situation. Although his defense, you know, he got off to an unusually weird start this year defensively, but he's been tremendous. Here's the thing. Here's how good this guy is defensively, Paul.
Yeah.
The WAR rating, which rates your overall contribution to a club. Guess where Ke'Bryan Hayes ranks on the Pirates in WAR? Either one of you.
I don't know. On the Pirates?
Yeah. He's third. Good guess, City Limits.
Wait, he's third? Well, that's because of his defense.
Because of his defense. It's Brian Reynolds first with a 3-1 WAR, followed by Cruz at 1-7, followed by Ke'Bryan Hayes. Now, when you actually look at the rest of the roster,
or schemes,
there's just not, I think it's different for pitchers. There's just not much to choose from here. Joey Bart is next, then McCutcheon, who doesn't play defense. He doesn't play the field. Connor Joe, Gonzalez, Triolo, Taylor, Rowdy. So Ke'Bryan Hayes has the third best WAR on this team because he's so good defensively. If he snapped out of this and even approximated what he did for the last his last 3 months last season, it would absolutely transform this team because he'd be a legit 2-3-4 hitter.
Well, yeah, I think what's alarming, okay, is not necessarily that he's not hitting for he's not driving the ball and hitting for power. It's that he's not hitting it at all. He's not doing anything at all.
I mean, he has, to be fair, hit a bunch of... He had eight hits in the Texas... Or who did they play before the break? Chicago, in the White Sox series. He had eight hits in that series. And it looked like he took some good swings, but it's been almost all singles, and it's just been... He's just sapped of his power. It's disappointing. All right, Pat Narduzzi has spoken up on Penn State. Are we going to actually hear this or just talk about the quote?
No, I have the quote.
You have the quote. This from? ACC Media Day?
That's correct.
This is a beautiful thing.
Which is taking part the same day as Big Ten Media Day, ironically. I wonder if anybody asked James Franklin about it.
Let's talk about this a little bit. Coming up, the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I could also ask Paul Zeiss who lasts longer at their current school. They're both signed until for eternity here, James Franklin or Pat Narduzzi. In fact, I will ask Paul Zeiss that coming up at the top of the hour. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 85 today with cloudy skies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Pirates Cardinals tonight at 6:40. Our coverage on the Fan begins at 5:45, presented by Pella Windows. More 93.7thefan.com. Headlines are powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville. Now open.
Well, thank you, City Limits. I've been remiss. We're going to delay that for a moment. You might say we're going to Jason delay that for a moment.
Very good.
Narduzzi. You like that horse? Because, and this is my bad, we have the great Michael McHenry coming up next. The other notable thing that Shelty talked about was Joey Bart. I flat out asked him, do you have the question and answer there?
I do.
City Limits, why don't we hear that for a moment, leading into Michael McHenry.
You want it now?
Yeah.
No, I think the thing with Henry is Henry's a part of our future, an important part of our future, and we have to get him right. And very much.
That was Henry Davis. This is Bart.
One thing is Joey Bart. And how he has emerged here. I think Ben Cherington said the other day that he could be here for a long time. Is he making that case, not only for that, I mean, is he making the case that he could be the guy here for a while?
I think he is making a case for that. And, you know, I think one of the things that we have to realize is, you know, Joey was a very highly touted prospect in San Francisco. And sometimes it takes time. We knew he had a really good spring. He's someone we watched through the spring, and then we knew the catching situation with the Giants was going to be they may have an odd man out. But it's one of those things where sometimes it takes a little bit of time. It just doesn't go on the timeline of everybody thinks because you're a prospect, you're going to do it. He's really done a nice job. Offensively, he's been solid. Defensively, he continues to work. I think as we saw the throw last night, he's thrown the ball really well. But to your point, he's making a case to be here.
Not just to be here. My question wasn't, is he making a case to be here? It was very specifically, is he making a case to be the guy? And Shelty said, yes, he is, Paul.
Exactly. I mean, that's the point. Like, I think that he made it probably more clear, in my mind, that they are looking at Joey Bart as somebody who actually is going to be in a situation where he's going to play his way into this whole thing.
Well, let's ask Michael McHenry that exact question next, the one that I asked City Limits earlier. If Michael was starting a team right now and had his choice of Endy Rodriguez, Joey Bart, or Henry Davis, who would he start his team with as a catcher? That's a good question, isn't it?
I don't think I answered the question, did I?
No, maybe I asked Paul. Who did I ask that question?
You asked Paul the question.
No, I asked one of our guests. Oh, I asked Destiny's Child.
Yes.
And he, I think, picked right with Endy Rodriguez.
He picked Rodriguez. He picked Rodriguez, then Bart, and then Davis, but he also said that Davis he wouldn't trade. That doesn't make sense, does it, Paul? We have to get back
exactly.
to Destiny's Child. Destiny's Child's become the centerpiece of this show today, hasn't he? And we're going to have to get back to Shelty on that as well.
You know, Destiny's Child thinks he's Nostradamus, so he's evidently putting the date out there.
And it got even better today. All right, McHenry next, then the Pat Narduzzi quote, which is a doozy, pun intended. Do you like that horse?
Very nice.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.